Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Omni Hotel here in Frisco with our friends at Stella Artois. Come on by and crack them. You know, we're rubbing elbows with a famous tennis coach right here. Big tennis event coming up this weekend over at the Star. So this is the place to be. And, you know, they have a menu, and the Stella Artois guys, he's handing out coldies over here. Yeah, we got Craig Carden right here, a famous player's coach right here.
Coach Craig.
Yep. This is the place to be. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or loved ones injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Okay, the Yankee Doodle Dandy of NFL analysts is back at it with some Cowboys thoughts here. Of course, we're talking Cam Newton on First Take, doing his Cowboys reaction to everything that we've seen over the last week or so. He's trying to make sense of it. I think he might be trying to think outside the box, which I appreciate. Maybe hanging out with the Mad Dog, maybe gummies and golf could explain this take right here. But he says his best explanation for the Cowboys hiring Schottenheimer, Cowboys are tanking for Arch. And Schottenheimer is part of essentially the process to make sure you are so bad that you end up with a pick good enough to draft Arch Manning. That's how down Cam Newton is. I don't think they're tanking, but if they don't sign any of their own free agents, guys, let's create a world where they don't bring Osa back, they don't bring back Jordan Lewis, and you know, Tank's gone as well. Zach Martin is gone. Could they be bad enough next year to have like a top five pick and either be in position to draft Arch if he comes out or trade up higher to get him without breaking the bank? What do you think, Brian? What's the floor?
I kind of feel like, though, that they could be bad enough regardless. You know, there's, and I think I've been pretty consistent about this. If they allow this second wave of depth that they've built, when you mentioned it, Oso Digizua, you talk about with Golston, Lewis. I mean, there's some guys that stepped up and played pretty significant snaps and played pretty well. And so I kind of feel like that if I'm a pro director from another team, I'm looking at the Cowboys thinking, okay, this guy did a pretty solid job, probably not going to cost me a whole hell of a lot. Want to bring him in, you know, maybe Dallas's cap situation, you know, I'm asking my own pro guy. I'm my own cap guy. Hey, how bad's Dallas's situation? Well, they're kind of up against it. Okay, well, maybe I feel like I can poach some guys from them. So I just feel like that this is going to be a huge challenge for Will McClay. I mean, they're going to have to draft well. They're going to have to play well in college free agency after the draft. And they're going to have to maybe go out and get some, I don't want to say bottom fish. They're going to have to go out. I think it, when I look at this draft, and me and Wolchuk have talked about it a bunch, linebackers. There's not a lot of linebackers, and Dallas isn't exactly flush with linebackers right now. So they're going to have to go out and spend some money. But I think naturally with all the questions about the quarterback coming back off injury, some of your cornerbacks having to come back.
But he's going to be better than Cooper Rush, who they went 5-3 with in the last eight games.
Absolutely. But the schedules, I mean, NFC North, AFC West, your own schedule you're dealing with. You're dealing with the Commanders. You're dealing with the Eagles. You know,
another new defense.
Yeah, there's going to be some moments where it's probably not going to look pretty. So naturally, I'm not going to go into Oxnard with pom-poms in the air and, you know, running out on the field. They're going to lose a lot of depth, and I think that's going to be a big, big issue.
Cam says one and done for Schottenheimer. Give me your odds on that,
Mr. Oh, gosh. That would be – there's some big-time plus. That's like plus 5,000. I'd be,
yeah. Even in a disaster situation, I don't think Jerry would ever fire a guy with 3 years left on his contract.
No,
and get all
no,
that
no
money
I don't
nothing,
think
right?
so. I don't think so either. I mean, if you want to talk about the model of patience for a coach, it seems to be the last several years it's been Jerry Jones. And Dave Campo was 5-11 three straight years, and that was it. But I think we're in a different era. I think he's going to allow Schottenheimer to coach, you know, at least 3 years here.
Well, you know, Cam saying in the end you end up with Arch and Nick Saban. I like that idea. You know, I just don't know how you get home.
Maybe this would make more sense if they're
unintentionally awful this upcoming season, and then this
that's
time,
a possibility.
And then this time next year, you can start talking about that, because I think Arch is probably going to go back to school after this year. I know he's going to be eligible, but all signs point to him being very, very patient. He's making a ton of money. There's no need for him to rush. Texas is probably going to be championship contending, so he's got every reason to stay at UT. So I think this time next year, if we're off a nightmare year one under Schottenheimer, now you have an extra year to eat into the Dak contract. You know, if they never signed Dak, then maybe you could talk about this a little bit more realistically. But I don't think Arch is coming out next year, and they're in no position right now with the money they just gave Dak to do that and the contract they just gave
them. Yeah, Arch is getting that big Red Bull money too.
He right is.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw that today. Absolutely. So I don't know what that's worth. Is that $10 million a year? You know, Red Bull throws around major bank worldwide.
His total NIL valuation is now roughly $7 million is what they're calling it. So I'm sure that has to do with a multitude of different businesses that he's dealing with, and then Red Bull probably coming over the top pretty strong.
So I don't know. I think Schottenheimer one and done, though. You would have to have some sort of an emotional breakdown, some sort of infighting that felt and like an embarrassment to the organization. Like, and it's rare that those kind of things happen, especially with a guy that has no sort of fiery or unpredictable background. Like, he sort of made his way through, you know, being likable. I don't know if that's office politics or locker room politics or whatever it is, but a lot of people like him. So I mean, that'd be a worst case scenario type of deal, but it is fun to consider who the next quarterback could be, and you know what the next couple of years could look like. Either they bring some free agents back, they nail the draft, they get back into the playoffs, or it's so bad that big sweeping changes are in order. We're live at the Omni in Frisco. Join us. Crack some Stellas. It's Friday. You know, just get on out and come on over here and hang out. We'll fellowship at the breaks, and, you know, we'll have sports here for the next 4.5 hours. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your tea bag today.
Check one, check two. Check one, check two. How do I sound for you?
Brilliant.
Okay, bro. Bro, let's put a whole lot of sauce on it right there. Brilliant, buddy.
Brilliant.
You're killing it. Brilliant.
I haven't got into the Stellas yet.
What an intro right there. Check one, check two.
You want one, Brad?
I might have one here in a minute.
Nice.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, man. That's a Friday. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You don't have anything to do.
This is a perfect spot for Mardi Gras, Brian. You know, lobby is one of the nicest places to get
just
buzzed.
Just fall all over the furniture and stuff. That'd be fun. Yeah, we could do that.
Get your room.
Yeah.
All right, so when we last left off, cops were called to this spot because the neighbors said the other neighbors were being a little too loud. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many days this is for this clip. What, you think it's two maybe? Two days, 3 days?
Yeah, I think they're looking for three right now.
Okay, because I totally forgot.
That's weed. That's weed.
But cop had nothing to do with it, and he didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Hey, North Charleston Police.
Can I help you?
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment.
I'm sorry.
We got a call about yelling and screaming coming from the apartment. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Gonna come to the door and talk to us at all?
No, you should really tell my neighbors that they're lucky that I don't call the cops on them every time they yell and scream like animals.
Okay, we're done with this. Shut up and have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Tell them I want my meth pipe back too.
Shut up and have a good night. The girl reminds me of Bad Bobby.
Yes.
Yes. Sound like Bad Bobby a little bit there. Okay, what do we got? 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 Jared Sandler last night was talking a little crazy. He was talking spicy.
Nice.
I walked out of the building with him, and I was asking him, man, hey, is everything okay, bro? You talk a little wild today. I'm just making sure everything is all right.
He was beefing with Rangers fans already on the hot stove?
No. He was just going for the joke.
Oh.
And it had to be just, you know, it was a nosebleed style joke.
Oh, I see.
But way over the top.
It was over the top.
It was heavy-handed. It was heavy-handed. I know where this is going now.
It's out of character. It just wasn't you. Let's see. Yeah, I'll go to the first one. This was during Crosstalk. Jerry Sandler, his celebrity crush is Blake Lively.
Yes.
Listen to this, bro.
well documented. Your celebrity crush is Blake Lively. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, I think her farts smell awesome, and I would stand behind her if she wanted to fart in my head.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is not very wholesome. That's not what I think of when I think of Major League Baseball.
Holy smokes.
It really came out of left field there.
Guess we know what his category is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe he's one of the guys that are keeping these fart girls in visit, the fart jar girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
Who says that? Hold on, man.
Well documented, your celebrity crush is Blake Lively. Have you been paying attention to
the Mets? I think her farts smell awesome, and I would stand behind her if she wanted to fart in my face.
Okay, all right, let's go.
Poor sweet Mrs. Sandler does not deserve that.
He's saying it like he know, like he's smelt it before.
Like he's thought about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He got in the lab and made one of those Erykah Badu candles, but it was it was Blake Lively's backside.
Yep.
That's butter. Buddy said, I eat a log of it.
Oh.
And this is him later, just maybe 15 minutes later, during the Rangers hot stove. He was talking to Dave Raymond.
Uh-oh.
So I just think it's a really, really exciting time.
Yeah, you know, after yesterday's announcement, Chris Young walked over to you and put his hand on your shoulder and said, Dave, your ability to carry these broadcasts is going to determine whether or not we've got the money to sign the next Corey Seager. So no pressure on you or anything, but the hopes and dreams of Rangers fans in your throat, really.
Wow.
What is going on? This is unbecoming of you, sir.
Is it too late to reconsider him? Do we have time?
I think this is like when the ladies talk about you got to exercise the demons before you go on a first date.
He was pent up.
Yeah, he was worked up. Might have been a couple of days for him.
Unbelievable, bro. Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure on one man's throat.
Yeah, don't come up here like that again, Jared.
Wow.
Yeah. Get them demons out, bro. My God. What else we got? Speaking of demons out, I played this last night. Prison Bay, Branson.
Yes.
He is looking for some love.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the lady Tolos. He knows exactly what he's looking for.
What's up, guys? So, look, I like my girl thick like a milkshake with pretty ass feet.
Yeah.
Attitudes, all that. I'm not looking for no Cinderella. I'm looking for the Wicked Witch of the West. So if you got a attitude, pretty feet, and you're thick like a milkshake, you already got the info. Let me know what's up.
All right.
Got seven more months and I'll be out. They're all on the same plan. Have you noticed that? They're all on the same get out plan. 7 months. Got 7 months.
They all got sentenced on the same day.
Exactly.
Yeah, that brother right there, he knows what he wants. You have to visualize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate visualizing a bad attitude, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Perfect.
Yeah, 100%. some people like it, bro. Trailblazers small forward. What's his name? Trailblazers small forward. He blocked.
Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah, is that it?
One of them.
Okay. Whoever I'm thinking about, he blocked two dunks last night. Two dunk attempts against the Magic.
Might be more Kamara.
There you go. Yeah. Block two dunks in a row, which is amazing. Okay. But Charles Barkley has something to say about that dinner and little highlights on TNT.
I love that right there.
Beat me at the summit.
I love that. He took it like a man and he got it took like a man.
Scoot.
Jeez.
For three. He had 23.
Yo, Ernie Johnson, dog.
Ernie. Johnson. He knows. He knows.
Ernie Johnson. Ernie was like, let him cook, man. I'm going to just keep on moving.
Yeah. Yep, let him go.
Going to need to bring your rim protector in that situation.
Knowing your teammates.
Is it the neighborly beefs? Is it Sandler's moments on a Thursday night? Prison Bay Brandon looking for some love. If he got a bad attitude and nice feet. Okay, or inside the NBA moment there on the Trailblazers situation. I'm going to go with Jared Sandler.
Me too.
Lucius?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Sandler. And I promise you on the fan text, it's pronounced Bad Bobby. That's how she says it. White J's, White Horse.
Bye, hey.
Bye, bitch.
let's go with Chuck. How about that?
By a score of 3-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Jared Sandler. Before too long, he'll be joining us most every single G-Bag Nation there in the 6:15 segment, getting you set for Rangers baseball right here on your home of the 2023 World Series champions. Okay, we are live at the Omni in Frisco, thanks to Stella Artois. Come grab a cold beer. You know, take a load off, as Bassick would say. It's around quitting time, for sure. You know, cut out early. Your boss probably won't even notice. Come crack some cold beers and hang out with the G-Bag Nation while fellowship. Now, Chief, where are we going next?
Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the Nation.